There are new rules of the road, so to speak, for food trucks in Arizona. Among the bills from this year's legislative session signed into law by Governor Ducey is one that specifies the kinds of rules cities and counties can and cannot enact with regard to food trucks. Things like zoning ordinances, the number of parking spaces a food truck can take up, and licensing. Joining me to talk about the potential impact of this new law is Brad Moore. He's president of the Phoenix Street Food Coalition and owner of Short Leash Hot Dogs. Short Leash, by the way, is a business partner of KJZZ. And Brad, first off, how significant is this new law for your industry?
You know, I think this new bill is a fantastic move forward for everybody. The most common, I guess, complaint or kind of trepidation that we get from, you know, aspiring food truck operators or people that are new to the business is that sense of feeling overwhelmed when it comes to how do I navigate all the county requirements and the city requirements, and every city's a little bit different. So I think, you know, in the long run, what this is providing is some real uniformity for the entire state. And so I think that's a good thing. I think that's really going to help a lot of people kind of with their learning curve in this business.
Well, and given the nature of this business, I mean, you are on wheels. I mean, you are mobile. That's sort of a real part of what it is you do. How difficult has it been to sort of navigate what different cities require? And maybe if you go from Maricopa County to another county, what a different county might require?
Yeah. So even, you know, to your point exactly, I mean, the food trucks by nature are temporary. And I think what happens is a lot of time when it comes to, hey, I want to do something at this particular piece of property or with this property owner, you kind of find yourself going down the rabbit hole of applying for permits and kind of an exhaustive issue with, does this need to go to city council for a one-day event? And so then as an operator, you kind of start to do the math and like, maybe this isn't worth the time or the money or the investment for me to go for someplace I'm going to go for 2 hours. So I think what this is really starting to provide us with is a nice kind of uniform place to start from.
Have you yourself run into problems with some of the issues that this new law is trying to address in terms of distance from an existing restaurant or parking spaces or permits, things like that?
Permits, yes. Permits are always kind of the tricky issue. You know, I always use the analogy that food trucks aren't going to go where food trucks aren't wanted. So ultimately, most of the places where food truck operators are going are places that they've been invited to. It's always been in the past a collaborative thing. You're not just going and setting up shop and crossing your fingers. There's a lot of risk involved from an operator's perspective. So,
do you think that with this law, there will be more people who are getting into the food truck industry? Do you think maybe it'll lead to those who have food trucks now doing more with their trucks?
You know, I think that'll be interesting to see. I mean, I can't directly correlate food trucks that have failed or gone out of business because of this. I definitely know that it's our biggest talking point within our membership. I think this will be interesting to see what really happens with the industry and like I said, just kind of breaking down some of those barriers and making it a little bit more user-friendly.
Now, I know this bill, as it was working its way through the process, went through a number of iterations. There were a lot of conversations with representatives from different cities, for example.
Sure.
As a food truck operator, are you satisfied with where it is now and the changes it will make relative to how things have been?
Yeah, I think it's a great step forward. And there's been a lot of stakeholders, you know, the Arizona Restaurant Association, the League for Arizona Cities and Towns, Institute for Justice. There's been a lot of stakeholders that have participated in this conversation. I think this is a fantastic step forward for us. I think it's going to open up a lot of opportunities. I do think it's incumbent upon the food truck operators to use it responsibly. And so I think it's really going to be a great step forward for us as food truck operators.
Is there anything that maybe isn't in it or anything that it didn't address that you think lawmakers or food truck operators might have to try to address at some point down the road?
You know, I think a lot of the conversation going forward when it comes to where trucks are parking and where they're operating, typically in the past, it's always been about the property and what it's zoned for usage and things like that. I think really what the conversation or what this, you know, new law is going to push the conversation towards is it a public safety concern? Is it a public safety hazard? Are trucks parking in places where it creates some sort of, you know, congestion or pedestrian, you know, safety issue? And that's really where I think the conversation needs to be, because again, the food trucks aren't going to go where they're not wanted, but are they parking in some place? And then let's have the conversation of, well, can we move them to a different area so that, hey, this is a great location and they're they're operating responsibly. They just need to be kind of maybe moved slightly different area around the corner so that that way there's no congestion or potential pedestrian safety issue.
So I guess bottom line, how big of a deal is this new law once it takes effect later this summer? How big of a deal will it be for your industry?
You know, I think this could be a potential, it's a real game changer. I mean, I really do. I think it's a, it opens up a host of opportunities for us to go out and to work. I think it breaks down those barriers and some of the financial restrictions that come with having to navigate those processes. So I think this is really kind of opening up the opportunity. This is going to give us a chance to go into different areas, test different markets a little bit easier. I would say most food trucks, and I think cities are starting to see this, it's an incubator of sorts. A lot of the people that are in this business or have gotten into this business maybe didn't have the capital or the resources or the experience to go out and open a restaurant. But we've seen a lot of food truck operators move from the food truck to the brick and mortar. And if this gives them an opportunity to go out and test different markets with their concept, you know, for me to maybe, hey, let's go up to Flagstaff and test that area and see if it's viable for our business to move up there to open up a location there, you know, that's great for everybody.
Brad Moore is the owner of Short Leash Hot Dogs and president of the Phoenix Street Food Coalition. Brad, thanks a lot for coming in. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for having me.